Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to an extra episode of Let Fear Bounce. This is Kim Langling, your host. So glad that you've decided to stop on by for a few minutes and listen in. Now, I'm going to go solo on this one. On this National Superhero Day. Now, how fun is that, folks? And when I read that April 28th was National Superhero Day, it took me back about 10 years. Now, this all started out as a picture shared on Facebook between a group of friends, nearly all women, except for a couple of men, maybe one or two. One just happened to be a local photographer in my area. Now, the image depicted on this Facebook post was of a woman dressed in a Batman costume, sitting back in a chair with her legs crossed, chilling with a glass of wine. Now, it was shared by one of the ladies, and her comment on it was, "So tired, a cup of tea and bed for me, but a superhero we moms must be, feeling exhausted." And that's what she had written as her status to go along with that picture. The comments started flying, folks, because I remember when I saw it, I just thought the picture was awesome. It was black and white, really a cool picture, and the comments just started going. And as they were going, a few other comments started popping in saying, "Well, hey, why don't we actually photograph ourselves as superheroes or ourselves dressed up as who our superheroes are?" And the conversation just kept on rolling and we were off and running. Now, the gentleman that I mentioned that was also a part of this conversation online, his name is Richard Sayer. And he was a local photographer for the local newspaper at that time. And he was all for it. He's like, "Hey, I'll take the photos." And we're like, "This is awesome." And so we started reaching out to a few ladies, each of us that were, you know, participating in this online conversation. We started reaching out to a few people and said, "Hey, you know, you want to participate in the superhero series? Just, you know, you're going to get a costume and dress up as your favorite superhero, or, you know, create your own superhero costume." And then we decided, you know, we need to share a story of why we're choosing the costume that we are, why we're choosing that particular superhero. And it was so interesting to see what all the ladies came up with. Now, it turned out there was 12 women who participated, each with their own story of why they chose their costume. You know, and after one thing led to another, the photographer who had been following and participating, like I said, in this conversation, he had suggested, "Let's do a superhero photo shoot." And after we got us all together, there's about 12 of us, and we all cobbled together a superhero costume of our favorite superhero or what we considered a superhero. And another part of the project, like I said, was for each woman to provide a written story for her reason for choosing that particular superhero. And oh my goodness, folks, it turned into something, I think, way beyond what we, even any of us involved, imagined. It was amazing. And it turned out to be, just a huge blessing to be a part of it. Now, Richard, the photographer, he set up a schedule to photograph each of us in our superhero costumes. And then he wrote a beautiful blog about the experience. And he included a picture of each woman in her costume, along with her story. And there's a link that I'm sharing in the description here. It's still out there. So it still exists. So you can, you know, click on that link and go check out those amazing women's stories. Now, it's been a few years, like I said, about 10 years since that project. And those ladies, every once in a while, they still pop in my head. And when I saw the word superhero pop up in my feed and that April 28th was National Superhero Day, well, that just spurred all kinds of memories. And I had to, you know, dig on my computer to find that link so I could go back and read all of those stories that those amazing women had shared. You know, and sadly, since then, one of the ladies has passed away. She was battling cancer at the time, and she had created her own superhero. And she was one hell of a warrior, folks. One hell of a warrior. And what a blessing to be alongside her in this project. Now, each story that was shared was so humbling because each woman was so different, with different lives, different backgrounds, different types of jobs, trauma, and different life perspectives. And they all brought something so unique to this project. And it just rounded it out and filled it out so beautifully. And the one resounding theme that's shown in all of these stories, it was like a beacon of light. It just shined, was strength and resilience in each and every story that was shared. And why those costumes, those particular costumes, were chosen to wear or to create. Strength and resilience were the foundation for all of it. And it wasn't planned that way. Like I said, it began as kind of a joke by a post by a lady on Facebook. And it turned into something so profound. And it touched the hearts of everybody that was involved. Please check out this superhero series if you'd like. The link is in the description. You can just click right on that and check it out. And then, you know, stop and think, who's your superhero? Do you have one? Do you see yourself as a superhero? Because I thought about this. We all have a superhero that resides within us. And I think a lot of folks maybe keep it hidden or it lies dormant for some reason. But each person, you don't get through life without experiencing a few bumps, a few falls, a few fails, however it is you want to look at it. And as long as you learn from those bumps, or, you know, fail forward, as I like to think about it, but you're not going to get through life unscathed. And you might just come out of it, you know, sometimes little battle weary, you know, worn out, tired, scarred. And there's an awful lot of scars, folks, that are invisible. They're internal. They're not those physical scars that you can see. And it's those folks that I have found throughout my lifetime anyway, are amazing superheroes. The battles that they may fight each and every day that no one sees, no one knows about, and yet they continue to get through each day. Those folks that live with PTSD, those folks that live with depression, anxiety. There are so many ways that people battle each and every day. And oftentimes I think they might forget to armor up. They might forget, or maybe they don't even realize that they themselves are a superhero. If you're battling something and you battle through it each day and you make it through another day, you've made it through another day. You have 100% success rate for getting through the tough shit. You did it. You're still standing. Holy cow. Look at you, superhero. Have you looked at yourself that way? Or you just feel tired? Turn that thought process around a little bit, folks. Because you're making it through each day. And I know for some of you out there, it might be really hard. Maybe you're just going minute by minute, 5 minutes, every 5 minutes. You know, who knows what it is? Maybe it's hour by hour. I don't know what your circumstance is. I know where I've been. I know how hard some days have been for me in the past, where it was, oh my gosh, am I going to make it through this next hour? Because my brain is just in such a swirl, I don't think I can take it anymore. All these thoughts, all these flashbacks, all these memories, I don't know. I don't know if I can take it anymore. Can I do this? Am I strong enough? Or do you look in the mirror and you see somebody weak? Oh my gosh, folks, get rid of that word, weak. When you look in the mirror, if you've made it through another day and you're still standing, go back to my earlier comment, you have 100% success rate for getting through the tough shit. If you're standing there looking in your mirror, looking in your own eyes, You're a superhero because you made it. You're still standing. Change your mindset on that. You're not weak. Those internal battles that people fight every day, so many do. Oh my goodness, more than you probably realize. Those people that you see out there that look so confident, dressing well, shoulders back, chin out, walking with confidence. And you're thinking, wow, they are so strong. I want to be more like them. Or wow, look at their confidence. Wow, listen to them speak. Wow, look at them do this, do that, whatever. I want to be them. I want to be more like them. Well, here's a little secret, folks. A lot of those strong people that you're looking up to have their own battles too, and they very well may be fighting them each and every day behind that smile or behind that inspirational message that they just shared on stage somewhere or online somewhere that you watched. You have no idea what they went through 5 minutes before they started talking. We just don't know, folks, what people are going through or what they're hiding behind their masks. Let your superhero out, folks. I think everybody's got one in them. I do. I think everybody has a superhero in them. And you have one too. And you're like, you know, who are you anyway, Kim? Who are you to tell me I have a superhero in me? Why should I listen to you? Well, why not? Got all kinds of other people online talking about stuff. I'm here being authentic and being real with you. So why shouldn't it be from a stranger that you hear a positive message telling them that you're awesome, that you're here for a reason, that you have a superpower within you? So use it. Become that superhero and use that power that you've been given, because you all have one. Maybe you haven't found it yet. Maybe you haven't found your true passion yet. And when you do, that passion is your power, folks. And you can use that to change your slice of the world in such a positive way. Now, can you change the entire world as one person? Can you change the entire world? No. But by golly, I've said it before and I'll say it again. You can change your slice of the world in a positive way. This world needs more positivity, folks. It needs more joy, more love, more laughter, more kindness, less divisiveness and hatred. There's no need for all that. So let's practice kindness. Toss out those nuggets of hope. Be a nugget of hope. You find your passion. You let your own personal superhero out. Change your slice of the world. Toss out nuggets of hope. Holy cow, could you imagine if everyone did that, what the world would look like? Wow. So I leave you with a question. What are you going to do to make your slice of the world a better place today? I want to know. I want to hear all about your superpower, the superhero that you are, and how you're changing your slice of the world to make it a better place. You guys are all awesome, and don't ever forget it. This is Kim Langling, your host of Let Fear Bounce. Everybody be well, stay well, and be blessed. And that is a wrap, my fearless friends. Thanks for bouncing along with me on another episode of Let Fear Bounce. I hope you're feeling a bit motivated and ready to take on any challenge that might come your way in the coming days. Be sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode of Let Fear Bounce. Tune in each week for your dose of inspiration from my amazing guests from all over the world. So until next time, keep bouncing forward and stay fearless, my friends. Everybody be well, stay well, and above all, be blessed.